Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Monday, August 4th edition. Kind of an interesting sideline note on this story, a little spin connecting the dots, if you will. Michigan State Board of Education Chair Pamela Pugh. She is a Saginaw Democrat who has already filed to run for the vacant seat. Now, she opines, saying that Governor Gretchen Whitmer may have a good reason for not yet calling a special election, including based on the ongoing negotiations over the next state budget, as well as road funding talks down in Lansing. Very attractive, I'm going to say probably late 40s, early 50s, black woman, very professional looking, picture of her in a business suit, is a Democrat, as well as the chair of the Democrat Party and another individual, already filed paperwork to run for this special election that the governor refuses to call. Now, it's very interesting because the Republicans are very confident Schuette, Attorney General Bill Schuette's son, Bill G. Schuette, would win this seat probably by a large margin based on the votes that Donald Trump just got on November 5th last year, 2024. Now, it's also interesting because the Democrats wanting to run against Schuette, want to have this fight. Schuette himself even introduced a very similar bill that Schroeder had introduced before she passed away, requiring a special election to be held within 180 days of any legislative vacancy. Well, his bill proposal was co-sponsored by 16 Republican colleagues and referred to the House Election Integrity Committee back in June, a couple of months ago. Well, the Republican-led House has yet to hold a hearing on the bill. Now, why would they do that when if Schuette is seen, based on Donald Trump's vote totals in that district, to win that seat? Why would they not want to have 19 Republicans to 19 Democrats gridlock in the state Senate? Well, Pamela Pugh, the chair of the Michigan State Board of Education, said it's getting to the point where Governor Gretchen Whitmer needs to bump us up on this priority list. We are asking her to prioritize us, the district, a district that has great needs, end quote, said Pugh. Now, here's another little part of the piece of this puzzle. The cost of holding a special election, a lack of clarity around when or even if Whitmer will call a special election, leaves local election clerks in a lurch. Whitmer could call a special election to be run outside of the standard voting schedule, which can prove to be expensive and labor intensive for clerks who would then only have a single question, this particular seat, on their ballot. However, it's not uncommon to hold these type of elections in May, well, that's gone, and August, because we have local elections during those times. Frequently, they have very little items on the ballot, but any election requires a lot of clerks, from designing the ballots to testing the machines to count the ballots and balancing that with many other tasks that they are doing throughout the year. Story goes on to say that the governor could also call a special election to coincide with other upcoming election dates. That would make it easier on the clerks, but it would likely also mean that the state Senate seat would be vacant into next year. State law requires that first there must be a primary, allowing right now three Democrats have filed, potentially one Republican. Well, in talking with the Department of State, Secretary of State's office, Sherry Hardman, confirmed, yes, a primary must be held, and then a general election between the runoffs of the two parties. It's far too late to get the race on this next week's ballot. This was from Friday. And the language for much of the November ballot is finalized by the middle of the month. This month. Actually, the deadline is August 12th. That must be finalized in order to meet state and federal requirements. Officials in the affected counties said that they have not heard anything about the possibility of a special election date from Whitmer's administration or even Secretary of State Bureau of Elections. Bay County Clerk Katie Zanotti said it's been total radio silence, quote unquote. And she is very concerned about the potential timing. If the election is called later this year, officials could be looking at canvassing during the holidays. If the governor waits until next year, 2026, Zanotti and other local clerks could have to run four elections next year, including major statewide primaries, as well as the general elections for governor, U.S. Senate, both houses of the legislature, as well as Attorney General and Secretary of State. Zanotti said she's very concerned that this will end up being a massive ballot next year, with people having to spend anywhere from 15 to 25, possibly 30 minutes to be able to read the entire ballot and to know who to vote for. She said this was very challenging for fellow clerks when it happened last year in Metro Detroit. Zanotti, by the way, is a Democrat. Her final closing statement, I wish this would have been called much, much sooner. Otherwise, it's going to be a mad dash if it gets called at all. And I don't know if and when that's going to happen. Now, I have thought about this over the weekend, and I'm trying to figure out why the governor is so afraid of a Republican taking control of that seat. It would cause gridlock, 19-19. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist would come in and split the tie, voting in favor of the Democrats, and would pass it. But, like the story said, if the Republicans convince just one Republican senator not to vote on a bill, abstain from voting, it would be 19-18, and there would be no way for the lieutenant governor to break the tie. Again, causing gridlock. Now, one of the other things that I think is very interesting in all of this, where are the Republican chairs for Bay, Saginaw, and Midland counties? As a county party, you should be screaming from the rooftops. You should be holding press conferences on the steps of the Capitol, demanding a special election of this governor. You guys should be in the newspapers. You should be on TV news. You should be everywhere. Your county does not have a state senator. This is amazing. Over 200 days, no state senator, no representation at all. And you guys are okay with that? I would even like to question why Senator Jim Runstead, the chair of the Michigan Republican Party, has not been talking about this more than he has been. He's doing a great job of digging us out of the debt. I get it. But Jim, you're the party chair. You're a state senator. You know what's going on in that chamber better than anybody. Do you think it would be good to have another Republican in the state Senate? I do. So what if it causes gridlock? 19-19, you can't pass anything. Well, it's got to happen. Absolutely has got to happen. The sooner the better. And now it's too late for the race to be put up on the ballot. Well, actually, no. You've got 8 days. Today's August 4th. You have until the 12th, Governor, to put it on a November ballot. But that's got to be a primary. Then when would the general election be? May? These people, folks, are going to end up without a state senator probably for at least a year and a half. God only knows, it might be 2 full years. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back. If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number one. Got a couple of text messages during the break. The governor doesn't want the vote because she knows the seat's going to go to a Republican. Then he would be reelected next year, potentially helping them take back full control of the Senate. Yes, this is absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. 100%. The main reason why she's not wanting to do it. Now, one other aspect to this, the timing, the cost, the expense. You're talking about three counties. Bay, Midland, and Saginaw. Each one roughly between $40,000 and probably $60,000 based on population. It's going to cost money to run an election in next year's August primary, November general election. Right now, based on state laws, that's when it's set up. So is she thinking she's basically just going to let this slide all the way until next year when the primary will be held in August, the general election in November, and then allow the chips fall where they may? Well, evidently, that appears to be exactly what she's doing. Now, one of the other problems that we're looking at is the fact that they, the Democrats, do control the Senate right now by one vote, 19 to 18, due to this vacancy. And I actually agree with Pamela Pugh, chairman of the Michigan State Board of Education. Whitmer wants that one seat control in the Senate to be able to offset the Republican majority in the House when negotiating this final upcoming fiscal year 2026 budget. And part of it, because the Republicans are standing strong, they must come up with a road funding formula. Matt Hall, Speaker of the House, Republicans that I've talked to, they're not kicking the can down the road anymore. They're going to come up with a road funding formula once and for all, and it's happening during this budget. And the only backstop, the only thing that the governor and the Senate Democrats have to fight against the Republicans is that one seat majority in the Senate. That is basically her firewall to get what she wants. So we'll continue following this story. But again, I think the Republican chairs in those three counties, Bay, Midland, and Saginaw, should be screaming from the rooftops, demanding a special election. I've got one very simple way. Tell them that you're going to promote, advocate people not pay their state income tax. We're not going to pay it. That simple. If it's coming out of our paychecks, we're going to tell our employers to stop because we don't have representation in the state Senate. That would force business owners, employers, to contact the state treasury and say, we got a problem. My employee doesn't want to pay his state income taxes because it doesn't have a state senator. There's ways to put pressure on this governor. And I'm, you know what, who cares about the cost of the election? Well, Trucker, I thought you were a fiscal conservative. I am. But when people don't have a state senator that they are constitutionally entitled to, it's basically taxation without representation. So we shall see. We shall see whether or not she does the right thing and goes ahead and calls a special election outside of the norms of a normal election. You got basically 8 days, Governor, to put it on the November ballot for at least a primary vote. Then you could always hold the general election in May, according to the schedule of normal, quote, elections. That would be the normal timeline that at least the clerks could be prepared for. So, again, we'll see what she does. We'll see where this goes. But I call on those three county Republican chairs to get very vocal about this. Even on the Democrat side, you have one of the chairs who's already filed to run for the seat. This is interesting. Very, very interesting. But I got to tell you, it shows exactly how this governor operates. It's all political to her. Doesn't care about the people. Doesn't care about the fact that they don't have a state senator. Doesn't matter. Absolutely amazing. Hour number two today's show. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing.